It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express.
Welcome to Cult Episode 125, i.e. the Boring Numbers episode.
I don't know, actually.
It's 5 to the power of 3.
Yeah, and 3 is 1 plus 2. So if you do 5 to the power of the first two numbers in the number, you get the number.
Right, well there we go then. Thank you for listening.
That's been tonight's sexy numbers.
We had an awesome sound check before we started. We found something interesting out about our microphones, which is the closer you get to them, the sexier you sound.
Oh yes.
Exotic.
We are running Cthulhu, Horror on the Orient Express, the Dreamlands Express, Session 4. However, before we do that, we have a tea. Hardwick, you perpetrated the tea. Explain the tea.
Today's tea is a Wittard's instant tea, blackcurrant and elderflower.
You can tell it is blackcurrant and elderflower. You can decidedly tell. Good lord.
I'm just going to come around and say this. I really like this.
It's nice, but I think we could have put less of it into the cup.
Yeah, you need to, it's a bit tricky. You need to work out what your... You know, how much you need to put in for yourself.
Yeah. Your flavor.
When I was a kid and we had squash, I always liked it really potent.
Yeah, it tastes like too, like hot, but too much squash in it.
Except I find that's the right level of squash for me, is the thing. So
it is kind of like squash, it's not really that tea.
Yeah.
It's sort like of hot like squash.
Really sweet hot Ribena.
With the kick at the end.
Don't get me wrong, it's good.
Sort of nudge.
Yeah.
Does it have any black tea in it?
It does have black tea extract in it.
So it has got to caffeine.
Yeah.
If you made yourself some Ribena and crumbled some, like, Pro Plus or maybe Speed in there.
That's
a throwback.
Don't worry. I can't speak for the Speed, but if you throw in Pro Plus, it's going to taste like shit.
Yeah.
Because have you ever tasted a caffeine tablet?
No, I haven't. I haven't avoided them like the plague.
I thought you just had to sort of swallow them like
if they catch in your mouth when you try and swallow them, you get a lovely taste, a horrifying taste of tablet.
Maybe what you need to do is make some hot Ribena and add like a little shot of an energy drink or something into it.
Yeah, because Ribena and Red Bull, that's really gonna work. That's like the newest nursery drink, obviously.
Well, people do give like Mountain Dew in little bottles and call it, you know, a crack for like toddlers that are in pageants.
Yes. Okay then.
I'm
learning new and terrible things about this thing you call the human race. But yeah, it's quite pleasant, really. I have to admit, I was terribly afraid of instant tea. Because instant tea, it has kind of a ring to it. You are about to drink something deadly and vile. Or possibly like pina colada.
Possibly. I mean, it's...
Now you're getting caught in the rain.
Things like freeze-dried tea, I wouldn't particularly go anywhere near, but worth a try, you never know. Just to point out, we're having this hot, but you can also have it cold with ice and I can definitely see
bits
it.
Bits of fruit and all that kind of
stuff. I can see it cold.
I can definitely see it as an iced tea.
As an iced
actually.
Tea, I think this would be even, I think it would be really nice as an iced tea.
Yeah,
they've
got, I can see it making more sense as an iced tea than a hot tea to me.
Yeah, it probably doesn't help that it's absolutely boiling in here. But yeah, I can see iced tea version of this would be really good.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing would be really nice on a cold winter's night or if you're ill. You don't really want lettuce.
Nobody wants lettuce.
No.
We're in tune there, okay? Well done.
It's like, you know what, I'll just take some paracetamol tablets and have a hot drink.
Yeah.
You know what, that's the point.
This is the drink for that. Because you boil the kettle, you put it in the cup, you pour it over.
Mm-hmm.
You next some paracetamol, pseudoephedrine, you're good to go.
Pharmacist, he knows what he's on about.
Dispenser. Yep. Dispenser. Don't slurm you by saying pharmacist.
Oh, fair enough.
Sorry.
I didn't realise there was a pecking order.
Well, only in our deluded little minds of the dispensers.
Fair enough.
We try.
Okay.
We try so
well,
hard.
He's a dispenser of drugs and other things.
Yes, I am.
Mostly got the packages and
methadone. Yeah. So much methadone.
So very much methadone.
And alarming one-liners.
So, is it a thumbs up for the tea?
I think, yes. I quite like it.
There are other flavours available, but,
We don't know what they are.
What are the other flavours?
There's... No. I can't remember.
Okay.
Now.
Go to your little wizards.
Yes.
Now, there is something that I saw on the internet today that we must talk about.
Oh, must we?
Yes. Yum Cha, the place's tea we were trying just the other day, is the perpetrator of something called No More Tea Bags, which is squirty tea. It is tea that comes in a pressurized canister, like a squirty whipped cream canister, that I believe you should spray into a cup and then add water, or just spray into a cup maybe, I'm not certain.
Or throw it in the sun.
Or throw it into the sun.
Or people from the sun. That's also good.
I prefer the Daily Mail. Basically, pierce the side, throw it the Daily Mail. So, squirty tea?
No.
We have to try it, just for completion. And then we can say we've tried it.
I do kind of agree. However, I'm not buying it. I don't think I could bring myself to walk into a shop and buy it.
I can't find any shops that are currently carrying it.
Good.
When I looked on the internet, it said, sign up here to be informed of our wholesalers and retail outlets. Which kind of makes me think that they haven't found a buyer for it yet.
Well, it's all over the internet today, which suggests today is the day it's been announced as a thing that exists.
Yeah.
So in the future, it might become available.
And
then we should try it.
Listeners, we're going to take one for the team, and it probably will be just as bad as what you're imagining. We will try and find it, and if we find it, we will try and drink it, and if we drink it, you may need to come and bury us later. But anyway, I believe we've reached the point where we should do things like starting playing the games.
Can we roll for luck?
Yes. Rolling for luck.
They're constantly rolling for luck, damn them.
We don't have an old staff, do we?
No.
Okay.
He is busy trying to avoid upsetting a load of cats at a funeral.
Oh, wow.
What?
You were busy.
They let him out?
Yeah.
No.
Who let him out? Escape!
So who let the dogs out?
Well, the person you left in charge of him is Wolfstash.
Yeah, but be fair, we also left...
Old Staff in charge of Wolfstash, yes.
Why does he need to be in charge of me? What do
because
I do?
Because funeral.
We didn't tell you that. We said you were in charge of Wolfstash.
Look, that was one time, and I legitimately thought there was someone alive in the coffin.
Yeah, but that's exactly why they did it.
Well, let's not look at the thing. Banjo's alive.
Banjo?
What was the cat's name?
Blackjack.
Well,
probably a good thing we didn't take you then.
Oh, poor Banjo. It's so terrible that Banjo is dead and all the cats are looking at you like, fuck you, and whatever horse you are descended from. So anyway, hilarity aside, could somebody please recap
Bonjour. Please recap of the last session. I'm getting my French in early because it'll disappear. But I need to talk about either Henri or William.
William's on a train.
He is.
I successfully used prior dice rolls to get him on there.
Yeah. Right on there.
He's currently in the engine.
Yeah, he's in the engine being looked after by the night gaunts.
But he seemed quite happy about it, so...
He was fine with it.
He did give us a new method of waking Sadie, but we didn't have to use that.
Yes. Urine. Lots of urine.
Who's urine?
Doesn't matter.
Whoever's
it's the
available.
Amenia content that you want.
Right.
I think we went for smelling salts.
So
didn't
basically... Say,
I might have slapped her, yeah.
So basically, if you use smelling salts, you were using urine. So lots of urine. That's how they used to make it. But anyway.
Right, so... we had tea with Madame Brouillard. To be fair, we got our funeral dresses arranged
We did kind of get our outfit set up, so we knew what we were doing. We left Old Staff and Wolf Stash to...
watch each other, effectively.
Pretty much. They were persuaded not to go.
Which is a euphemism for you let them in charge of each other.
Yes.
That just sounds like you've been something else.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
For some reason, everyone is now obsessed with what we're going to throw into the Gulf of Nodens when we get there, because I don't think any of us have decided.
None of you have decided as yet.
Madame Brouillard is still hugging her little valise.
Despite the fact that you're pretty sure it's empty.
Well, but it symbolises something, right? Because that's what Henri said everything was. I think we're pretty sure she has actually taken something from the sorcerer and he wants it back. But
well, she's flat out told you that.
Well, yeah, but it's not...
It's not the valise.
It's not the valise, and I'm assuming it's not what's in there.
Well, she said the sorcerer will never win twice. He gave up his humanity. He wronged her, and she took something he wanted. So he's going to be doomed for all eternity.
Because she's going to wang it in the gulf.
And then Sazusa turned up. And Madame Brugiard told us all, she doesn't like Sarnathians, she doesn't like the inn, she doesn't like William.
She doesn't like men.
All stuff isn't entirely pathetic, because of the whole...
shooting the sorcerer in the
crossbow
chest. Crossbow.
She, during the conversation with Sazusa, she really, really didn't want Sazusa to look her up when they're awake, which suggests we should look her up when we're awake.
Yeah. She really did try and make sure Sazusa wasn't going to do that.
I believe the next stop was Ira.
Yeah,
we did talk to the poet as well.
You talked to Mac.
Was that first?
And he told you interesting things about Dracula.
We did have a nice conversation about don't just go to like places that are pretty and go pretty.
And you told him to talk to William.
Well, I said I'd ask William if he minded talking to him. He also said he'd seen Sazusa dance in real life, and that Karkaroff was unwell in real life. There was a painting like William in the New York Exhibition of Modern Art of some guy called Pickman, who's dead now. And then we went to the funeral.
Which was a funeral.
And William sent his apologies.
Yeah, I was like... I know you are very upset, so I will not come. I will stay away because upset you are, so I will stay here. And I am once again very German for a French fool. Bonjour, oui, la baguette.
So at the where we stopped for the funeral, it's just kind of all...
Ira,
yeah. It's all just kind of... flat land, from what I remember,
it
and then
a valley.
There's an obelisk.
There is.
Sazusa is theatrically weeping. We've got to have one at a funeral, I suppose. Madame Rouillard watches from the train. The Ib and the Sarnathians don't turn up.
Well, the Ib probably shouldn't have turned up, and the Sarnathians wouldn't.
Some of you are having a booze up.
But everyone else is pretty much there.
Because they're douchebags.
This is where the city has disappeared.
Yep. The dream of the shepherd boy Irano.
The only thing left was this marble kind of pillar. And the cats kind of do a kind of funeral march thing. For the burial. And then a marker is left.
It's finely carved ebony and it's in the shape of a jack.
That was from Henri Poncho.
And then while they're, everyone goes back onto the train once it's finished, and the cats just start contemplating, or whatever cats do after a funeral, not really sure. Henri stops us before we get back on, and he asks us what we're throwing into the Gulf of Nodens.
And tries to explain why it's really good.
So we have a bit of a discussion while we're, I don't think anyone has got any idea particularly. And then we start discussing the Ib and Sarnath problem while we're off the train, because no one can hear us. Because obviously King Karanus is getting on fairly soon, so we need to decide what we're going to say and what, you know, what we're going to suggest, I suppose.
Did we make any progress on that front?
Sort of.
Well, it's definitely where we thought. This is our version of progress, though.
So I think we just went through everything that we knew about what was happening. Basically, that the Sarnathians destroyed the city of Ib.
I don't know what you've written now.
Something about the Vale of Perna.
No.
I've got that written down too.
They are said to have captured the Vale of Perna. The Sarnathians, that is, since they took over desecrating the statue and so on.
I still can't work out what that word is. Anyway.
Please don't clap.
Sorry. Because the Sarnathians had a quite a powerful army, so they just kind of swept through, basically. And every year they celebrate the destruction of the city of Ib and desecrate the statue.
Yes. So basically they're entirely unsympathetic and deserve everything they get.
Yes, pretty much.
So we had some questions about that we needed to ask the Ib about the nature of the doom.
We did tell the Sarnathians, like, what the demands were.
Yeah.
And they were like, we will give you all the precious metals, we will write a letter that is sort of not an apology, but is as near to an apology as we can without actually taking anything near an apology.
Yeah, so the Ib wanted, like, 10,000 sapphires and 10,000 rubies or something.
And the Sarnathians went, whatever.
Here's a little apology.
The Sarnathians went,
they can have a vague letter that says,
we sort of regret the destruction of your city while at the same time not saying, we destroyed your city, sorry.
We consider this statue a totem of prosperity and honour. It's why we're so wonderful. Nothing's going to go wrong. No, you're not having it back.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Well, they were willing to give you a letter that basically said, oh, we'll totally give you it back in a little while.
With absolutely no timeline.
Giving it back.
Yeah.
And then I've got, like, questions for the Ib. Like, why are the Ib telling them that doom's going to happen?
Yes, and also, why will it still happen if they, like, pay up? And
what exact bit is doom is for? Why is the doom actually, what bit of this is doom occurring thus? Like, is it?
Did anyone follow that? Because I'm afraid
no.
I didn't.
What bit of it is the reason that doom's occurring?
Is
it literally
is
the
it
statue?
Or
is it the apology? What bit of it do you actually want?
Well, you'll have to go
there. There's something about Bokrug being the water lizard, and we wondered if Bokrug was going to come out of the lake and go, Grah, Godzilla. But horizontal.
Horizontal Godzilla. Mm. That was definitely a conversation that you all had.
Yeah.
So, more of an Anglis then. Quite many ones and all, but Gamera. Gamera wasn't in Godzilla movies, but no. He was a turtle, so, you know, he went around on all fours.
Mothra before he became a moth.
Yeah, Mothra was in the, when he's in the larval form, running around shooting. Totally not jizz looking stuff from his mouth.
Mothra was just freaking.
With the tiny little Asian ladies.
Yeah. What was that about?
We have the one of Mothra is here.
We know. He's over there. We can see him. He's enormous. And you're tiny. Why did you come to tell us? He should have been telling us you were here. You tiny little freaks. But anyway, I think I've bashed Mothra learned off that.
Right, yeah. I'm straying from the point slightly. So I think we need to go back to the Ib to find out what the answer to that is. Because basically the Cynathians are saying the Doom is an empty threat.
If there was vengeance, why are you telling us that you can't take your vengeance?
Yeah, would they accept extra monetary compensation?
Yeah, we'll give you more rubies and sapphires because we've got a billion of them.
They believe that the Cynathians are in the right.
Because
we've been desecrating the thing for a thousand years. Nothing's going to happen.
Close
now.
To a thousand years, yeah.
Yeah,
we've been doing this desecration for almost a thousand years.
It's got better and better.
That's not a significant number at all. So anyway,
interestingly, that is like multiple times five.
And there we go.
Your point is eight.
Yeah, exactly. 125 times eight, you get 1,000.
There we go. We knew we'd work it in somewhere. Thank you very much for listening.
Sexy numbers. Oh yes. Welcome to the sexy number episode. Today, 125. Ooh, spicy.
Anyway, I'm going to leave that in.
Please.
I'm totally leaving that
Please.
In.
Please.
Our listeners are going to be driving down the road going, oh, I am so creeped out. And numbers. But anyway, what are you going to do?
Going to see the end. Collecting you on the way.
Okay. Can we try to watch him as we're over now?
Yeah.
Israel, we didn't introduce ourselves this episode, never mind.
Oh, quickly, do that thing. I'm Modrigan, I'm GMing. You may have noticed that, by the way, I've been totally GMing the shit out of it.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Clarissa Click.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Sadie Terrence Smythe.
I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Isabel Allison.
I'm Bloody, and I'm playing Elgin Wolfstash.
That sounded very strange in my way, yeah. Yes, you see, this is what happens when I haven't had enough sleep and I've got tea that's not got quite so much caffeine.
Brilliant.
One word for it.
That is certainly a word. So anyway, I'm going to lean on my age-old statement of, so anyway, what the fuck you will do. So you head down towards the inn. Again, the wall parts and lets you into the disgusting smelling, ooze covered, ib filled, squelchy mass with a crab man stapled to the wall. All of you make me constitution checks.
Oh dear. I'm glad I haven't just eaten. Or have I?
Passed.
Fail. Very fail.
Okay. So you all decide to go and speak to the imp, and you two walk in first and it's fine, and then from behind you hear, as both Clarissa and Sadie become violently ill. The imps go and find a jug and drop the squeaker into it.
Hello? Your friends seem to be suffering from some kind of gastroenteritis. Perhaps they should try having fewer orifices.
As we've explained, that's not really a voluntary thing.
It is quite disgusting, though. Look at all of that stuff coming out of them. I mean, it's not right. Well, are those their organs?
No, that's digested food.
Ew! Does it always come out of there?
No. It's not a good thing that it comes out of there. It's unfortunate.
Oh dear, we're very sorry for your loss. Normally when we eat things, insiders.
Well, normally, yes.
You have no idea how being a bit with no mouth eats.
I'm trying not to think about it.
Mm. Not least there is a very slimy silver platter in the middle of the floor with bones on it, but nothing else.
Bones of what?
Chicken. Well, possibly ostrich. Very big chicken.
So then, why have you come to us again? Have the Sarnathians agreed?
I wasn't actually at the,
Right.
Yes?
They're fine with the rubies. They're fine with the sapphires.
Excellent.
They're willing to, write a proclamation of apology.
Excellent, excellent.
The sticking point is the statue.
Ah.
Which, they're not willing to give up at this time.
At this time? But soon, yes.
When you say soon, is there a particular timeline you have in mind?
Well, before the doom would be preferable.
Is there a particular time of dooming?
Well, I wouldn't like to say, really. The doom sort of comes.
Yes, but if I can tell them something specific, it might be a bit easier to get them to not keep it.
Well, you see, the problem with being specific about doom is that the doom isn't particularly a specific doom. It's just a doom that's going to occur probably not terribly long from now, but it could be another 1,000 years. But when it comes, it will be complete. They will all be doomed. It will be quite unpleasant for them. But not for a long time.
And is that specifically because they have the statue?
Well, certainly holding on to the statue and desecrating it every year is not going to be very good for them.
Right.
Is it the holding on to the statue or the desecration of the statue?
Well, yes.
Both?
Well, yes.
Right.
Because as long as they hold on to the statue, we can't make our proper obeisances to Bokrook. And as long as they desecrate the statue, well, they're desecrating the statue. And you can see why that would be a problem.
Yes. Does Bokrook not like it when you don't, obeisances to them?
Well, Bokrook would obviously probably prefer our obeisances. Certainly he seemed to have preferred them in the previous times before we all were killed.
Yes.
I'm fairly certain he doesn't like being desecrated every year.
No.
Because, well, who does? Oh dear, your friend's got a depressing shade of green.
Perhaps Ken Sagey just turned around
you
and go
yes.
away.
Yeah, you get all the...
yeah.
We will have to get the cleaners in.
Yes, sorry about
do
that.
Do they want it back?
No, they really don't.
No, but it's fine.
In which case, we'll just get the train to deal with it.
Good idea. So why are you telling the Sarnathians about the possibility of doom? Because the Sarnathians wouldn't have told you if it had been the other way around.
Yes, but we're not barbarians. Just because the Sarnathians are, like, heartless beasts, doesn't mean we have to be.
No. Don't ask that question.
Although, technically, we don't actually have hearts.
That was my question. Is that some kind of translation from whatever you do?
No! We do understand your language. It is quite simple. Mm. Sadly, you wouldn't be able to understand ours. Hence why we have to speak through the squeaker.
Yes, that's very, kind of you. Yes, considerate. That's the word.
That is a good word. It's a shame that the Sarnathians don't have a word for it in their language.
Yes.
That's not surprising somehow.
Hmm.
Does the statue come from here, or was it made elsewhere?
I'm afraid Bokrook would prefer me not to answer.
Okay, it was just that they kept saying you were from the moon, which was another of their own.
Well, that's completely wrong. We're really? Not from the moon.
Because they were convinced you were from the moon.
No, we're from an alien dreamland. The moon's far too close. The moon beasts are from the moon.
Well, either I got mixed up or the Sarnathians don't care.
And you wouldn't like the moon beasts. They're slavers.
Oh dear.
And they eat you, probably. They eat everything, pretty much.
Well, I suppose one has to be adaptable when it comes to food when you're on the moon.
Yes, I think they're just like the taste, actually.
Ah.
Although, frankly, the thought of eating one of you would be quite disgusting. I mean, look at all the holes. Anything could have gotten in there.
It is quite a problem.
Yes. But it is desperately trying not to make a joke now.
I didn't know what I was doing with all the slimes.
He does. You probably heard it. But anyway, basically, what you need to impress upon the Sinathians is the statue needs to come back. They need to actually apologise. Otherwise, well, doom.
Doom?
Yes, doom. You see, the problem with the doom is that we don't really have any control over the doom. The doom will just occur if they have continued to wrong the beings of Ib. Well, the denizens of the city of Ib, which is the beings of Ib, if you see what I mean. Generally, the statue being in their city and desecrated, probably not good. Bad, in fact. And likely to cause doom. 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 So, if you could go and sort that out, that'd be great. Because then we don't have to doom them. Well, I say we. I mean, then the thing that is going to doom them won't doom them.
And is that bog rock or is that something different?
Bokrod would prefer me not to tell you.
Right. Is he actually communicating with you right this moment, or...?
Do your gods talk to you constantly?
Well, some people certainly say they do. Well, not
how strange. No, he doesn't talk to us. We just kind of know what he wants. And not being desecrated every year is pretty high on the list, I have to admit.
I can imagine. That would seem quite understandable.
I mean, how would you like to be desecrated every year?
Not really.
Well, there we are then. Would you be prone to outbursts of doom, do you think?
Well, I suppose it would depend on how you define doom.
Well, yes, indeed.
How are you defining doom, particularly?
Well, you know the Sarnathians?
Yes.
You know how they exist?
Yes.
Doom.
Oh, right.
After the doom, that previous statement won't be the case. At least in any firm material reasoning. Doom. But it is trying not to explode. It's really trying. But anyway, yes. So if you can persuade the Sarnathians to give the statue book rook back, that would be good. They kind of have to. It is ours. And they did murder a whole load of us to get it. But we're not cruel. We don't mind. We just kind of want it back. And for them to say sorry for murdering us all. Which, if you think about it, was a little overwrought. I mean, oh no, we don't like the neighbours, so we'll commit genocide. It's a bit of an overreaction. Don't you think?
Yes. Well, we'll certainly give it our best shot.
Did you know that man Karakov, by the way?
I know of him.
Well, between what's the word? Getting rid of his dinner, anyway. Between getting rid of his dinner, he tried to sell us some things called guns. We told him we didn't need any. The doom is enough.
I'm not gone.
No, you're not.
Okay, that's...
Doom.
Yes, the doom, yes.
He's greater than guns.
Yeah, that's... Right. Guns in the Dreamlands.
Oh, well, he reckons he can. No doubt he's gone to the Sarnathians and said, hey, buy all of my guns. And the Sarnathians have gone, ooh, yes, let's buy some guns and murder some more rib. It won't help. Doom.
I see.
Doesn't matter how many guns you've got, doom is going to occur.
Right. Okay. Right.
It's like trying to explain to children, really. Dear children, if you do what you're doing, doom will occur. Try not doing what you're doing. Oh, you're still doing it. Without doom.
Well, I suppose to them the term doom seems somewhat nebulous.
I don't see why. It seems perfectly straightforward to me. You've done a bad thing. You haven't put it right. Doom.
Well, yes, but generally doom is specified in some way.
Oh, yes, well...
Suppose it's generally being doom.
Ha! Then let me help you. Doom... to the Sarnathians.
Well, yes, but more so than that, not just the target of the doom, but the nature of the doom and how it will occur.
There will no longer be any Sarnathians.
I think there's something of an emphasis.
You know how children need things like really explaining step by step?
Yes.
Saying doom is jumping to the end of the thing, that isn't saying, so the person comes along, the person serves you.
They attack the statue and desecrate it for a very long time.
Yes, they've got that bit.
Then we come and tell them, if you keep doing this, there will be doom. If they keep doing that, then there's doom. And then there's no more Sarnathians. Doom.
Please continue.
I think it's the doom step itself needs to be broken down into some steps.
Well, before the doom, people of Sarnath will be alive and happy. After the doom, they will be gone.
And the middle of that?
The doom.
What brings the doom?
You're asking me to tell you something I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, you can't tell us. Okay, that's fine. I just thought we wanted to know.
Basically, doom.
Right. Okay, that's just fine. If you can't tell us, that's fine. I just needed to know that you couldn't tell us.
I can't tell you asking. Because of doom.
Okay. Okay. I think that's the major areas of it, I think.
To be perfectly honest with you, due to the way the Sarnathians have been behaving, we're fairly certain they're not going to return Gok Gok. We're also fairly certain that any apology we receive from them will be half-hearted and made up of words that probably don't mean sorry. Unfortunately, this leaves us with only one recourse, which is, of course, doom. Well, we are hoping that you will be able to speak to King Karanis and persuade him that he should find in our favour and strongly suggest to the Sarnathians that they do the right thing by returning the statue. If he can force them, then they will not have to suffer the doom.
Do you think he can force them?
King Karalis is supposedly exceedingly powerful. If anybody can force them, King Karalis could. Although I've heard he is mostly more of a diplomatic man, so he might consider speaking with them about their impending doom. But unfortunately, doom is what will occur. We have tried to avoid the doom falling upon the Sarnathians, but if they are unwilling to listen, and if they are unwilling to deal with the consequences of their own actions, then unfortunately, doom will have to be levied against them. And we will be sorry for that.
So, hypothetically, if King Karanis didn't find your favour, doom would happen anyway.
Yes. Hmm. Unfortunately, this is the situation that we find ourselves in. As I said, we actually have no control over the doom. We are just its messengers. And frankly, if King Karanis finds against us, I will be very surprised. They did commit genocide.
Hmm.
And they openly admit it, which I find a little strange. I mean, if it was us, we'd be going, no, wasn't us, Governor. We did not do that thing what you say we did. We found this statue around the back. But no. They're quite openly saying, yes, we killed them. They were unpleasant, so we killed them all. And then we took their statue and desecrated it for nearly 1,000 years. It seems a little strange. But then, to be perfectly honest, I find the Sarnathians the strangest of all of you whole-filled beings.
That's probably not an inaccurate statement.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, I think we have everything we need.
I think so.
Okay, well, we shall attempt to convince the Sarnathians.
Well, yes, I do hope that you can. I would hate to see them all destroyed in the doom, you understand?
Yes, the doom.
Doom.
Yes.
And apologies about the...
Oh, don't worry, I'm sure we'll deal with it in some fashion. Henri will probably send a tendril.
Hmm.
By the way, this Crabban.
Yes?
Will he be staying, or is he being tried by King Karanis?
I don't know. Is he being tried by King Karanis?
Well, if you could find out and let us know, that would be great.
Okay, we'll see if we can find out.
I assume Henri would be the person to ask
him. Well, yeah.
Very well.
Indeed.
Thank you for your time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I think all I can bring you.
Yeah, you immediately go and have a bath. Wherein you find these two already having a bath.
You're all in the bath.
Different.
Well, yes, you're in the men's bath.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the ladies' bath. Yours is slightly nicer. So, are you all going to have a conversation, or?
I'm in a different bath.
Okay.
No, but if you're not
okay.
Bath, yes.
Oh.
Well, after the bath, during the bath, I don't really care.
So, we asked a few questions. Apparently the doom's going to be complete, quick, and there is no timeline. It could happen really soon. It could happen in 1,000 years' time. It's the holding onto the statue and desecrating it bit that's the problem.
Yes.
Because they can't... We're not having this conversation in front of an imp.
No, I know.
Because we can't...
It's a imp-free zone.
Well, yes, it's a bathroom. It's all.
Can't we just say that you were in a towel
okay,
behind
yes.
a screen or something?
I'm behind the screen. The
shower's
optional.
No shadow puppets, please.
Babies are
because they can't just worship Stoff Bokrook, who apparently likes that and doesn't like being desecrated.
Funny that.
Mm. They're letting them know because the imp aren't
complete douchebags.
Yes. They're actually from alien dream worlds. They have no control over the doom themselves. So regardless of what actually happens at the trial, if they don't get the statue back, doom. They can't tell us the actual doom bit of the whole happenings.
Yes, it is one of those, it's one of the things Bokrook doesn't want them to tell people about.
They're aware that the Sarnathians are unlikely to do any decent apologising or statue giving unless absolutely forced by King Karanus.
Well, no, because they want that they're quite prepared to write a letter as long as it
didn't actually apologise.
As long as they take no responsibility for what happened.
And they said Karkaroff vomited after dinner and then wanted to sell them guns. Which they
what?
Said no, because they have doom.
Yes, well, the Sarnathians were quite interested in the guns. We shall talk with them. That's not acceptable behaviour.
I didn't hear this.
These people that are proud of genocide. I don't know if a strongly worded word is actually going to do anything.
But going around selling guns to people who don't have them, you're just spreading possibility of further genocide.
Well, yes, but the curious thing is, how on earth did he get guns into the Dreamlands? What problem is you couldn't have guns in the Dreamlands? All our guns turned into crossbows and so forth.
But what if you made them in the Dreamlands?
Well, I suppose that would work. We need to find some form of gunsmith, I suppose. But then he's an arms dealer, so I suppose if anyone could, he could.
So what's the plan now then? We going back to the Sarnathians?
What are we telling the Sarnathians?
Well, there's no extra information about the doom, is there? Apart from it's coming...
Only that it's doom.
It's doom and it's coming at some point. Would they be able to take the statue and maybe put it in somewhere where they could both get to it? I mean, it would still be desecrated, but they might be able to worship it as well, and maybe that would balance a bit?
I think anything short of getting it pulled back would be considered unacceptable. It's a nice idea, but...
Doom.
They might delay the doom a bit, at least. It's a possibility, I suppose.
Doom delayed is still doom, though.
Oh, true. It would require, I suppose, for some not to be able to go to the same place without murder, which apparently also isn't impossible.
So we're back to square one then on that.
Hmm.
Well, all we can really do is pass the message along, and then it will be ignored, and then, well, they'll just get doomed, I suppose.
So when we get to King...
Karanus.
What? Oh, is someone saying something on someone's behalf?
I think the point is we're supposed to be saying which one, you know, they both asked us to mediate and we're supposed to say, you know, well, we think the, you know, the Ibba.
Not unpleasant people. So, well, aside from the whole odour and...
Ibba character rather than...
In terms of character, yes, they are the clearly better party. By miles.
Not difficult when your opponents are the Sarnathians.
Yes, it's a low bar, but
they have passed.
They
it.
Have cleared it. They tried that newfangled American Forsby block thing and it worked.
I saw a video. I was looking up when the thing was going on the Forsby block. People that stood there and just went flop, just
my god, it was so epic looking.
Until the Fosbury Flop, everybody went forwards.
Everybody just sort of like hopped over. They went so high, yeah. And they were just standing there.
Yeah. They stood still and they just went boing.
I know, like, they go higher now, but it was way more impressive when they just stood there and they went,
excuse me, I'm going to jump now. I'm jumping! I've jumped!
It's like that the tiny gymnast girl from America who I swear is a robot. Fucking robot, that's the only explanation. No, people should not be able to jump like that! Terrifying. They'll come for us all. No matter how high the building is, she'll just leap into it.
Right.
Excellent.
Sorry, we had random thoughts when watching Olympics.
Yeah.
I didn't see much of the Olympics. Apparently I should have watched the Olympics, because the bit I watched was the bit where apparently the diving was going really well and then I watched it and went terribly.
Oh, you're the reason it all went horribly wrong.
Therefore it's entirely
round.
My fault, apparently.
Obviously, yeah. That'll be it.
Mm. Yeah.
One person watching the TV made it all go to shit.
I watched it at the Olympics, therefore it all went wrong.
To be fair, I tend to watch it like on a delay, so it's already happened.
It could possibly
so
be you then.
I found out what happened when I watch it.
I have no idea. I mostly didn't watch it. I was just around my friend's house and she was watching it, so I saw that little bit. But that was it.
Okay. Here we go then. Interesting information about sports ball. anyway, that probably will get cut. No, it won't. Anyway. So what are you all doing? Are you doing anything else before you reach Sonnenhill, the land of fancy?
Did you want to talk to Cargrove?
Do you want to talk to William?
Oh yeah, I probably should go ask him, like, if he wants to talk to poet guy.
Mac.
So who are you doing first?
Well, on my list.
You've got a list.
My list now.
On your list. You'd probably prefer Gwilliam.
I'll go for Gwilliam.
Okay. So you wander off the train to the engine. And you've been there before, and the creatures there are really strange. They're winged, with long, forked tails, and no mouths or eyes or faces. They've just got a blank, horned face. And they're busy cutting lumps of the creature from the creature and feeding it into the mouth of the creature. But it regenerates so fast that they can cut the same piece again. It's really quite weird and unpleasant. And Gwilliam's just sort of sat there looking over the side.
Ah, hello, yes, you have come. Yes, thank you much for on the train getting me. I am still very German for a French school, but we are going to ignore this fact, yes?
Yep. Of course we will.
Good.
Are you alright? Is everything okay up here?
Yes. The Nantgons here, they are a pleasurable company. They don't speak and they don't see. So, it is pretty much perfect for me here.
Good. I'm glad to hear
Although
that.
Although I am vaguely confused about how this whole fuel thing works. Because it looks to me like they are feeding the creature to the creature. And that cannot be good.
No, it is a bit weird.
A little bit strange indeed.
Right, I was one of the other passengers on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Is a aspiring poet.
Oh yes, aspiring poet. In my day, I was a little of a poet myself, you know. Once upon the streets, I walked of Paris, glowing in the sunlight. But that sort of thing, I can't really remember it all anymore.
Well,
it kind of went away when the whole, you know, bombing of the city by the hated Prussians.
I see. Well, he saw you get on the train.
Mm.
And he was wondering if he could be introduced to you.
Really?
He wanted to come have a chat. So
he's aware of the fact that I am me, yes?
Yes, he is.
I am not the most good-looking of people. Perhaps that's Azusa, dancer person they should speak to, yes? Surely she would be better for a poet to look at.
I think you look fine, William.
Thank you, but I look kind of like a dog crossed with a corpse. I am very aware of what I look like. It is why I am taking this trip.
I think personality shines through all that. Anyway, he asked if he could be introduced to you, so I said I would ask you.
Well, I I suppose I should accept if he is a fellow poet and wishes to know the things about the things of me, that is.
Was indeed.
That in English? No, probably not. But never mind. If he wishes to come and speak with me, then yes, I will be happy to meet with him and speak to him of things.
Is there a particular time that...
No. I have nothing time to do here apart from watch the Nightgaunts shovel pieces of the creature.
In the creature, yes.
Into the creature. It's very weird.
It is. It's rather odd. Right then, I shall be back at some point with, what's his name?
Mac.
With Mac, then.
Mac? Is he, Scottish? Yes, he totally is.
Yes.
He just doesn't sound Scottish because we worked out I can't do a Scottish accent for anyway. But interesting. Yeah. I haven't eaten anyone.
Excellent. I'm very glad to hear that.
I knew that everybody would be worried, but I haven't done it.
Oh, and I thought your note was very nice as well.
Oh, but it seemed like the right thing to do. Turning up at the actual funeral probably would not have endeared me to the cats. I do look like a dog.
Yes.
But I thought that something had to be said, because it was a terrible thing that I heard about from the peoples here at the beginning of the Feeding of the Mouth. You have no idea how Night Gaunts could tell anyone anything. They took no place.
Would the Night Gaunts gossip it?
Well, ask them what was going on and they explained.
Oh, I didn't see that they have mouths or ears.
No, they don't.
But how does it work?
It's very difficult to explain to someone who does not live in the Dreamlands.
Oh, okay.
You just get it.
It just does it. Alright then, well, it was lovely to have a chat with you, and I'll be back soon.
I'm told the king is coming.
King...
Uranus, yes.
Yeah, he's doing a thing with the... He's got the beings of Eve and the sun at the end of the...
Yes. Well, I hope he does not take offence to my being upon the time.
Well, you do have a ticket.
Well, that is true. Have you worked out what you are throwing?
No, not yet.
You really should. I know exactly what I am throwing into the gold of our ends. It is something I have wished to be rid of for many years. You should choose something that you wish to be rid of, and then cast it from you, and become unburdened by the casting of it.
Yes, it does sound wonderful if only I knew what to cast.
Well, it has to be personal to you.
Yes, we had a word with us suggesting such.
Yes, well, he does not want you to waste your trip.
No.
I'm very jealous for a French ghoul.
I blame it all on the Prussians.
Damn those Prussians.
That's damnable Prussians and their blockade.
And their accent giving and everything.
Yes. Well, I spent rather a lot of time in one of their little camps for the French peoples after the fall of the Paris. It was bad. But at least there was more food and less elephant to eat.
Right.
We had to empty the zoo.
Oh.
And then unfortunately the zoo ran out. So
yes.
I ended up a ghoul. He gives you a big toothy grin.
Oh well, small that.
Yes, send your friend Mac to me whenever.
Okay. Then I will put it up.
Okay. Do you rejoin the rest of them, or have you lot gone off to Karakoff on your own?
I don't mind.
It's up to you. She said she wanted to talk to Karakoff and Sir Gwilliam, and then wandered off to Sir Gwilliam.
I thought you lot wanted to talk to Karakoff.
I wanted to talk to Karakoff.
Yeah, okay, well in that case you go and talk to Karakoff.
Right. It wasn't me, I haven't got a clue what's going on about.
No, I don't know why Sadie's taken such an interest in Karakoff, but she has.
You really have, you're worried about him.
Woo! Anyway,
we've all got our little people we care about.
The people we care about.
The people we care about. Or in your case, the ghouls we care about.
The warmongers we apparently care about.
We have good taste.
The warmongers, the Sarmathians that we care about. So who is going to see Karakoff?
Well, Sadie is. I don't know if anyone else is going as well.
Have you got anything to talk to Karakoff about?
No, I don't think so.
Do you want to go with Sadie?
Are you accompanying Sadie?
Well, I will accompany
in the background.
Okay.
At least I'm not going to be sick everywhere.
No.
Well, presumably anyway.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Where are you looking for him, by the way?
Well, I'll look in sort of the public.
find him in, like, the,
I can't remember exactly what they are, so.
You don't find him in the banquet hall, you don't find him in the men's saloon, you don't find him in the bathhouse, or either of the sleeping compartments. He's not in his room.
Really?
No. Oh. But you do find him in the baggage compartment.
Oh!
He's sort of standing there. Just out of earshot, you can hear in the cupboard where you put him, the madman sort of gibbering to himself about throwing things at Nodens, yes! I'm gonna cast it into his damn fool face! Karakov's ignoring him, and, he's hanging around, at the far end. Because there's lots of open-top crates where people store their thing that they're gonna throw into the goal if they leave the train for when they come back. But he's at the far end where there's just big crates that are all sealed up.
He had, like, a big crate in his room before, didn't he?
Yeah. Make me a spot him.
Yes, that is, like, halved.
Okay. The same crate is on the shelf near him. And he seems to be sort of backing away from it.
Strange. Can I actually see any reason why he might be backing away from it?
No, it's padlocked, it seems to be tied up. But he sort of, it looks almost as if he went towards it and then stopped and is now backing away again.
Does he look suspicious at all?
He looks shaken rather than suspicious.
Does he look...
He hasn't
unwell.
Noticed you.
Ah.
What?
Your pen
right
now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, another moment.
Can we have one like this?
He
gave us one.
There's more on the table.
Okay. Fine, I'll have to.
There's a pen there.
I'm just trying to finish this sentence.
There's
pen. No, it's still working a little bit. Okay. Does he look unwell?
Well, he's still got a bandaged hand, and he doesn't look ill. But he's got a bandaged hand, and he obviously is backing away, either frightened of or concerned by the trunk.
Yes, I don't see why not. Okay, so going to just go and. Say hello.
Okay, you walk up behind him and say hello, and he goes, yes, hello. Hello to you. What brings you to here? Da. I'm trying to find a Russian accent. I have not managed.
You really haven't.
What can we like?
Bonjour.
So your French people sound German.
Yeah, my French people sound
your
German.
Russian
my Russian people.
French.
Yeah, right. Or Belgian people sound Belgian. Give me a sec. Okay, continue.
Hello, just wondered how you were.
Oh, I am fine. My hand is healing well. It's turning too sweet now. Welcome to another fucking episode of Morgan Can't Do Accents. How the fuck did we do the US session? How did we manage that? Because we get that all the way through.
I will say, having listened to that now with an American, he hates you all, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah,
I didn't want that. I'm fine.
Okay, you're fine. He hates the rest of you for murdering the accent. So I had the excuse of doing this.
Hey, I didn't even really get close enough to murder it.
Yeah, so there was a time something like a Jamaican pirate. Amazing.
Yeah, you did basically end up as
I think you got best points, but you did slip occasionally.
Yeah. Well, yes, I am feeling much better now. Thank you for your concern. It is as close as Nordigan can get. Leave me alone. I will destroy you.
What's the last thing he actually said? I'm just now confused.
Yes, I am feeling much better now. My hand is almost healed.
That's good. I'm very glad to hear it.
Do you know this place has no guns in it?
Yes.
It is quite impressive with the proper amount of merchant know-how. I believe it could be a great market to exploit.
How
he glances back towards the trunk and takes a step away from it.
So, glance at the trunk and then look back at him. How would you even do that? I mean,
well, if anything can be imagined, then it can be bought.
Then why don't they come through anyway?
Ah, because there's an inertia to this place. So, when a weak-minded person brings a gun here, they do not get a gun. They get a crossbow. But when I come here, I should be able to bring with me the mightiest of weapons.
So what makes you different?
I am very self-assured. I am not a nun to this Virginian world. I have been here before, and I believe I could bring with me, in some fashion, again, glances towards the trunk, weapons of a more modern nature.
Why do you think they need them?
Well, the Sarnathians are laboring under a threat of doom.
I don't think having guns will necessarily help them with that.
Well, you say that, but I think that it is our duty to give them the weapons that they need to fight against this doom. Otherwise, somebody else will offer them weapons, but many more of them will die trying to defend their motherland.
They could always just return the statue.
Yes, but you have spoken to the Sarnathians as I have spoken to the Sarnathia. They will not give up the statue.
But I don't know if guns will actually help them at all with the doom.
Well,
it sounds like...
it is the only thing that we can do.
I don't know. I don't really see it as a solution.
Well,
I mean, given they were so keen to exterminate another race as it is, I don't know if they should be encouraged in that.
Ah, no. Well, I am stressing the fact that these weapons should be used as a defensive measure against the Doom. What they use them for after they have been sold, however, I cannot say. But
doesn't that worry you? That they might go and wipe out other people?
Psychoanalysis.
Goddammit, it's a different skill.
Yes, it is a different skill.
I don't like that skill.
No, you don't.
Oh, I'm spending 2 luck.
Good roll.
Fair enough, then. He sort of, when you say that, he very definitely looks back towards the truck and shudders. And he takes a step away from it. Look, it is not... a man has to make a loaf of bread. It is not my fault what people do with the weapons that I provide. If I had not sold weapons to them, then somebody else would have.
No one else here is trying to at the moment.
No. I mean in the real world. It is all the same war. If I do not sell the Sarnathians weapons, then they will suffer doom. And if I can do something to prevent that, if I can give them the weapons they need to defend their motherland, then I should do that. Because otherwise someone else will, but they will give them inferior weapons. And more of their people will die. Yes, more of their people will die if I do not give them weapons. Yes, he is definitely trying to convince himself that he's doing the right thing there. And not doing a very convincing job of it either. The trunk suddenly goes, and it goes white.
What's that?
It is nothing. He's back towards the trunk again. Nothing happens. Sighs. I must provide them with weapons. Otherwise they will be doomed. And somebody else will just dive in there and provide them with less good weapons.
I'm not sure that's the case. What if they're doomed either way, or what if this just dooms other people?
Well, that has nothing to do with me. I provide weapons.
Well, I think it's something you should think about. amount of responsibility, so you should probably really consider that.
In the real world, before there was a 12-inch gun, there was no 12-inch gun. I had to sell the 12-inch gun to people who would use it, who needed it to defend their land. I don't feel any sense of responsibility for what was done with those 12-inch guns. It is not my responsibility. I just sold them. I did not fire them. It was not me who aimed them. It was not me who pulled the trigger. I just provided them, and what was done with them afterwards is not my concern. It's not my concern. It's not part of my problem. He's definitely trying to convince himself of the fact that he had nothing to do with it. There's nothing for me to feel guilty about.
Are you okay?
Of course. I'm just a businessman. Yes, a businessman. Somebody else would have sold them weapons and they would have been shoddy.
I see.
Well, let's change the subject then.
Yes, let us do that thing.
We're having problems deciding what we're going to throw into Nodens. I wondered if you would tell us what it is that you're going to do.
You can almost see the muscles in his neck tense up from not looking at the box. Like, you see him start going, and then suddenly all of the muscles on the right hand side of his neck towards the box just go tense. Like he's like, whoop, no, can't look. Well, I have not decided yet.
Oh, I thought you would just, with your trunk for the...
Oh no, that is just, clothing and luggage and toiletries and the like.
Oh, I see.
The box goes...
I'm just going to look at the box.
He also is busy looking at the box. He is quiet. He looks away.
That just moved.
No, of course not. Why would it move? How could it move? It could not move.
I don't know. I thought I saw something.
Maybe there is some rats here or something. There aren't any rats here, are there? No, there can't be any rats. No, not here, no.
Have you seen any?
No, of course not. No rats. Why would there be rats? Are they trained in the Dreamlands? That would be ridiculous. No rats.
Well, perhaps someone with a sufficiently powerful mind could bring them in.
Well, yes, but who would do such a thing?
Oh, we're on a train full of cats.
Exactly. Well, there can't be any rats. Ha, 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 ha. How foolish of us to think there might be rats here. That is obviously a very good joke. Well done. Yes, well done.
So, sorry, were you willing to tell us what you were throwing in, or have you decided?
As I say, I haven't decided yet.
I see.
I may not even go to the end of the trip yet. I may decide to disembark at Somnum Hill. Yes. Well, as I was saying, yes. You should choose something to throw in. I am sure it would help you. Perhaps. I don't know. Do you have any problems in your lives? But perhaps. I mean, some form of choose a something out of the air. Do you have a guilty conscience about something, perhaps? Or
personally, no. I'm sure it's a very popular thing to throw in.
Yes, I would assume that weak-willed people would need to throw such things into the Gulf quite regularly.
I don't have anything to feel guilty over either.
Well, perhaps something else. A lost love or some kind of disappointment in your life, perhaps.
I think we shall have to think about it more.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather strange.
Well, yes, I will also be thinking very carefully on the subject of what to rid myself of.
Yes, you think on your guilt. And,
I have nothing to be guilty of. As I explained, I did not aim the guns, nor did I fire them. I just provided them.
Yes.
They were goods, provided for monetary reasons, and I make no distinction on which side I sell weapons to. That sort of decision was not one that I took, because I was just willing to provide the weapons that people thought that they required.
No, that kill people.
Well, yes, that...
You took money for items that kill people.
No, I took money for items which I strongly believed would be used to prevent people from being willing to fight. If you've got very large guns in your army, then other armies are not as willing to fight with you. So I was providing them with weapons with which to prevent wars, because they would be afraid to wage wars with such terrifying weapons of war present on the battlefield, of course. Mm. Yes, that was what I was doing.
You're aware that the Sarnathians are probably unlikely to be facing an army as their doom.
They have no idea what their doom is, but possibly if they have guns, then they can use these to ward off whatever the doom is.
I don't know, it's going to be discouraged by guns.
You want to sell guns to people who have already committed genocide.
They have not. Their great ancestors long in the past have. But it is my belief that people can grow and change and become better. It is my strong belief that people can become better over time. He looks really quite desperate at that point.
I certainly believe that. They can grow and change and become better. But if you have spoken to the Sarnathians, they seem quite proud of what their ancestors did. So I don't believe that they have done.
Well, yes.
Why don't we go and have a nice relaxing cup of tea? Would you like to join us?
Yes. I think that would be best. After you, ladies. Do you head off to the...
Yeah.
He does follow. He is obviously shaking. As you leave, behind you, you hear the trunk go... And he just sort of glances back and goes, No, I did nothing. And walks on. So, what are you all doing? You go and have a nice cup of tea with Karakol.
Do you want to talk to Omri about the crabman while we are doing all this?
Yes, actually, yeah, that's a good idea.
Omri is relatively easy to find. He's in the dining car, speaking with thin air.
Well, I think perhaps we might want to really roll out the boat, you know? He is a king after all. Possibly that might... Indeed. Hello. How can I help you?
Yes, Henry. We were talking with the beings of Eve earlier.
Yes, I see you have made quite some friendship with the beings of Eve. I am quite impressed with your welcoming nature.
Yes,
I have to admit I found it very difficult to be in the room with them myself, but your stamina is much greater than mine.
Well, thank you. Well, as we were discussing with the Sarnathians, something else came up.
Mm.
They're wondering what's going to happen regarding the, gentleman that they're sharing quarters with.
Mirin and Mia?
Yes, Mirin and Mia.
Yes. Well, to be honest with you, I think that the best bet is, to present his case to King Karanis and see what the king says.
Yes, they were sort of wondering if that might be what was about to happen.
The lands we will be passing through, he is the epitome of their justice. And the lands we have passed through up until now really have not had anything of that kind. Will you be speaking on Mirin and Mir's behalf or against him?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, obviously he did commit acts, but also at the same time he was under compulsion to do so.
I have experienced the compulsion myself. It is quite powerful, but due to the deals I have done with Nolens, I cannot speak on his behalf. So if you are willing to speak on his behalf, I think it would probably help his case considerably.
Yes, well, I think that's only fair. I mean, can't really condemn a man for something that he didn't really have any control over.
No, it is a shame that Blackjack was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Indeed. Appreciate
it. And I am sure now that he is free of the sorcerer's influence that Mirinimir feels this more strongly.
Hmm. Yes, we have a word with him at some point. Well, we're pretty involved in moving him somewhere other than where the beings of Ivar will have a conversation.
I can probably have him moved into the luggage compartment for a small amount of time, but I don't want to leave him out too long because he is still technically a prisoner.
Yes, well, if we...
And, of course, the madman is also in there.
Yes, yes. Well, if you can sort of... If the famous people are restraining him while...
Oh, yes, of course. I can have the tentacles bring him up for you if you wish to speak to it.
Yes, I think that would probably be... that would be a good idea, yes.
Okay, I can do this now if you wish.
Well, yes, I'll head over there.
Okay. You head down the train towards the baggage car as they're heading past you to the dining car with a very obviously shaken-looking Karakov. He is white and shaking. And although they're walking in front of him, make me a spot hidden check.
No, I did not pass that.
Okay, he sort of wipes his face with a handkerchief as you go past. Maybe sweating or something.
Hmm.
You get into the baggage car. It's quite quiet. Just sort of standing there waiting. And then there's this crash against the side of the big crate where the madman is, and these two mad eyes staring at it. I'm going to throw it in his face, in his damn fool face. He let it come. He let it come and walk upon the world, and he did nothing.
Yes. Yeah, so you mentioned.
Oh no, you know. You know. I can see that you know. Of course you know. You know exactly what I'm angry about. Exactly. All with no skin. Huh. Of course you know. You would know.
Right.
You see, he's done the thing, and he's let it walk on the world, and he's done nothing. He's let it walk all over the world, and he's done nothing. Nothing. And he could have done so much, but no. He looks, he watches, and he doesn't touch. Like a man at a peep show. Looks and watches and doesn't touch. But it's not a woman he's looking at. No, it's the doom of the world. Useless.
Right.
And you've seen and you've felt. I can tell you have. Pull down your right side. Do you know what? He's going to wait until you fall to bits like jigsaw pieces. These tentacles open, and a crab man rises from them, sort of restrained by tentacles, and then a tentacle unfurls from his mouth. Oh, you've got visitors, have you? Oh, I better be quiet.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
I believe we have met. I am Mirinimir.
Yes, hello. Yes. Elsenwater.
Yes, I vaguely remember you. I'm afraid the memories are a little hazy.
Yes, that's part of what I'm going to speak to you about. We'd soon get the treaty engaged with you by King Kuranus.
Ah, yes.
Yes,
the King of Solanil.
Yes, and it's,
Silverface, Cornwall, obviously.
It's, given that he apparently intends to be asked to pass judgment, upon things, well, apparently he is a fair-minded man.
So I have heard, yes, he is.
Yes, and it's been suggested that he'll be asked to pass judgment on you for what happened. And it had been suggested that I could speak in your defence.
Would you be willing to? I'm fairly certain I attacked you at some point.
Well, yes, but it does not appear to have been your choice to do so.
Well, no, of course not.
The actions you committed were under the compulsion of the sorcerer.
Oh, yes, him.
Yes, so,
Terrible eyes. Terrible rage. I've never met anything like him. Even in my own dreamlands, I've never met anything like him.
Yes, so,
It's like all the good was burnt out of him.
Do you recall at all how you came to be under his control?
Well, we sail ships, and we trade wine, Cerubian wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well looked for.
Oh yeah, and we had that.
My ship was in a storm, and I think we ran aground, and then the eyes were there, and everything beyond that becomes a little fractured. I remember coming to the train station. I came not because I wished to ride the train, but because I was made to ride the train.
Yes, yes, it seems he sent you to reacquire something that was taken from him.
Yes. The old woman had it.
Yes, Madame Bruyard.
But she didn't. She didn't have it.
Yes, it appears she has somehow tricked the sorcerer into being
mistaken. He won't like that. He won't like that at all.
No, he has recently made an attempt himself to come upon the train.
I don't know where my cat is either.
Your cat?
Fortune. My cat.
Right, did the cat come with you to the train, do you know?
I don't know, I don't think so.
Do I recall if I saw him having a cat?
No. You've never seen him in the presence of a cat.
You didn't see any cat with you when you came to the train. It's possible your cat was somewhere else.
If the cat was here, nothing would have happened. She wouldn't have allowed me to kill the kid.
Well, no.
I remember doing that. It was horrible. I couldn't stop myself. I did try. I did try. A trunk at the far end of the compartment jumps and rattles on the thing. Both you and the crabman look down towards it. It's strange.
Yes, very strange.
Look at it. Do you wander over?
Yes, I'll wander over.
Okay then. It is a large chest. It is padlocked and tied very securely with rope. Closer you get it.
Well, I mean, it's a trunk, so I'd probably go quite close to it.
Maybe a listen check. And a science chemistry check.
Okay, it passed the listen check.
Okay.
And science... I don't have any sciences, so that would be a 0-1 attempt. That was a 100.
Right.
On the science.
Okay, well... It smells. You think it's perfume of some sort. And you can hear something inside it. It's like scraping and scratching and like tiny, tiny claws and squeaking. Or squealing. Pigs maybe, or mice or rats or something.
Why are there a box called rats that smell of perfume?
I don't know. You're behind me, I'm afraid. I can't see.
Right. Sorry. Anyway, I'm sure it's not important. I leave the trunk and come back to Mirren and Mir.
Yes, well... I am very sorry for what I did. Even though it was not my doing, in truth, but the sorcerers. I'm quite happy to experience whatever punishment I'm due for. But if you can persuade them to make the cats at least understand that it wasn't my fault, that I didn't want to kill the kitten. I very much did not want to kill the kitten. I tried to resist, but I couldn't. The sorcerer is too powerful. He's very, very powerful, and he will not be stopped.
Yes.
He's desperate. He knows what is going to happen.
Do you have any sort of insight as to what it was he wanted you to find, or...
No.
What it will do.
When I was under his control, I knew exactly what I was looking for, but now he is gone from my mind, I can't remember. If I did, I would tell you, but I can't.
I'm sure. Actually, can I just do a psychology check?
Yes,
you
can.
How honest he's being.
You will need to pass a hard psychology check, because he is alien.
So
he's a crab man.
Hard one. I didn't pass a hard.
Did you pass a normal?
I passed a normal.
From your normal check, you think he's telling the truth? You're not certain because he's a crab.
Yes. we shall stake all this before the king, and I'm sure, given his reputation as a fair man, he will
good.
Be merciful,
please do,
given,
please do.
Given that you truly had very little control over what happened.
I had no control. If I had had any control, it would not have happened.
Mm.
That I can say for certain.
Well, very well then. Should probably, fortunately return you to the other area.
That is understandable, although I am glad for a little fresh air.
Yes, yes.
The tentacles open up beneath him and he sinks back into the train, disappearing from sight. What do you do?
I'll take one last look at the box. I don't have no lost picks, so it's not like I've got any kind of opening the thing.
It's got a very heavy padlock, and it is very, very well wrapped
is
up.
Is there any indication whose it is?
Oh, yeah. Karakov's name is painted there on the side.
Oh, right. Okay. Why does Karakov and Foxwood rat smell like perfume?
I have a question. We're in the First World War.
Good question. Old staff is 47. It is...
1922. So he's probably too old.
Probably too old. He would have been too old.
Okay.
Anyway. I'll head in whatever direction I thought they were heading in.
They were heading towards the dining car.
Then I will head towards the dining car.
By this point, you will have finished talking to Quilliam and probably heading towards the dining car. Karakov makes his excuses and leaves. And you are set in the dining car. Oh my god, I've got the group back together. You're all in the fecking dining car.
Is Mac there?
Yes, he's over in one corner, sort of.
God.
Thinking to himself and staring into space, because I realised that for radio, doing that movement doesn't like quite come across. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on 5 hours of sleep. So if this has been a really good session, that'll be why. But yes, the Mac is in the room.
Okay. I'll go over to him.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. I've been thinking about what you said. Did your friend decide if he was gonna be able to talk to me?
William is willing to be introduced.
Oh, good, good. Yes, well, he's in the engine car, yes?
Yeah, I've got to have a quick check-in with my companions, but then I'll be able to...
I can make my own way. I'm quite happy to make my own way. Don't worry about it. I'll just get a pen and paper. I better get a pen and paper. He goes, he rushes out of the room.
I was trying to grab him before he went.
Well, he's rushing off at the moment.
Want to grab one of his sleeves before
Yes, sorry.
Don't hurt him. He's my friend.
Oh, no, I'm intending to
write
his story. No, you don't understand. What you said to me about transformations and, like, the honourableness in ugliness. I think you're right. I think something wondrous could be written about this.
Yes, well, he is a good man, so...
Well, cool.
Good ghoul, then.
Yes.
No misrepresentation or anything.
Oh, no. There's no point in making stuff up when you've got the actual living being right there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like making stuff up about the crabman if I did anything. Ooh, crabman as well. Oh, no, because he's going on trial, isn't he? Well, no, don't worry about that. I'm gonna do... Oh, this will be amazing. And again, he goes to brush off again.
Okay, I'll let him go that time. Go back to you lot.
He screws off. Anyway. Fucking time.
I'm going to look up his poetry when we get out.
Okay. So then, what are you all doing?
Anything interesting happened to you lot? Well. Well, that's always a sign of so much you can't put on.
Well, we just had a conversation with Mr. Karakov.
Oh, you managed to find him, then?
Yes, he was terribly troubled. I mean, I can see why, but he is terribly troubled.
Why?
He has a lot of guilt about his profession.
Mm.
I'm a little concerned, though. I mean, if he gets rid of that guilt, I mean, what would that do to him?
I don't want another sorcerer.
Exactly.
Sorcerer, but with guns.
But he also seems to think he can provide guns in the Dreamland, because he's... Only weak-willed people have their turn into crossbows.
Right. but he won't.
That's a backhanded compliment to old Steph if ever there was one.
So he's throwing away his guilt.
Well, possibly.
Has that something to do with his trunk that's full of what sound like rats but smell like perfume for some reason?
What kind of perfume have you got?
What? Yeah, it smelled like perfume right near it. Totally smells of perfume. It sounds like rats, though.
It seemed a little hysterical when I was talking about rats. He did mention rats. Did you notice that as well?
Your trunk full
Maybe
of rats?
A no roll.
No roll?
Yeah, and it's a hard one.
What is a no roll?
Edu.
Okay.
But hard, because it's difficult.
No.
Okay, I fixed my edu roll.
Okay. Sadie Terence Smythe. Mm-hmm. One of the great horrors of the First World War was that troops living in the trenches had to be exceedingly careful that they didn't become injured where there were any rats, because they ate them alive.
Okay. I'm assuming that's something she's overheard a relative talk about, perhaps.
Probably one of the more martial Terence Smythes.
Yes.
Of which there are a few. Mm. See this leg? It's not there, rats. But yeah.
You've got a horrible colour, say.
I just remembered something. My uncle... Not Uncle Henry, a different uncle told me.
Roderick.
Did you, in the First World War, if you got injured in the trenches, the rats kind of ate you?
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, everybody else was like, oh, I needed to know that. I so wanted to know about cannibal rats. Thanks, Sadie. That's awesome.
Right, okay. Well, yes, I suppose that explains the rats, then. Not perfume. Definitely not perfume. I was speaking to Mirrodin Mir. If only Henri believes he will be tried by King Caranus. And, I thought we might be willing to speak in his defense, given... You know, he had no control over what he was doing. I spoke to him about what he remembers. He doesn't really remember that much. He does remember that apparently his trading ship crashed somewhere, and maybe it was the sorcerer's eyes, which would make sense with the whole hypnotism thing. But yes, he remembers fragments. He does remember what it was he was looking for. He knows that he did know what he was looking for when he was under the sorcerer's control.
But he couldn't say, because we asked him at the time and he said he wasn't allowed to say.
Yes, well now it seems to be more that he doesn't remember. He remembers fragments. And he remembers killing Blackjack, but trying to stop himself from being unable to, which would fit. He also mentioned... He wasn't sure where his cat was. Apparently he had a cat called Fortune?
Maybe ask the cat?
It's possible the cats might know. Nobody believes if the cat had been with him, the sorcerer wouldn't have been able to control him.
I do have a question. How did you go and talk to Crabman with the imp and get back here so quick and not stink?
No. I told him to talk to Henri first, and Henri got the train to move him into the luggage compartment. That's how I also came across Caracol's trunk full of 30 rats.
I suppose you could hear him over the madman.
Oh, no, the madman was actually quite polite. He shut up as soon as Mirrodin Mir arrived. He was talking about stuff, though. I think he knows things about what's going on in the real world with, the statue. Yeah, I think he knows something of the madman. Rather worrying.
Oh, well, as we were standing looking.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, yeah.
Oh, does that mean we have to go talk to him again?
I'm not sure we get much sense out of him. He's mainly just ranting.
Ranting about anything we need to go and speak privately about?
Well, people with no skin.
Ooh, like the man in the library. Ooh, God, I've forgotten about that. Ooh.
Thanks, that's... Clarissa. Thanks. We really needed to remember that. Along with the cannibal rats.
But they're not really cannibal rats. I mean, they're not eating other rats, they're eating people.
I'm sure rats eat other rats quite a lot, actually.
Yeah,
Well, yes, so, but specifically in this instance, they're
homicidal. They're also cannibals.
Right, so...
Yes.
Right.
You could see the sort of the impact of the statue, you know, the pain.
Mm.
And he said that he knew that I'd seen whatever it was he was ranting about specifically.
Mm.
Yes.
So no new information, though?
Well, I mean, I feel better than I am at deciphering the rantings of a madman.
Well, it wasn't theirs.
Well, no, exactly. That's the problem. But yes, so that was what I got up to.
Interesting question is he only mad because other people don't understand what he's talking about?
That and the fact he rants. Ranting is generally a madman thing.
You should have seen some of my teachers at school. For ranting.
Right. Maybe they were mad.
Well, I hope not. They knew their stuff, I suppose. You say my mother had bad hiring practices.
Oh, you've started something now.
Hold on, your mother ran the school you went to?
She owns the school.
I didn't know that.
I'd like to point out that I am a teacher. in case you've forgotten.
Oh, you started some shit now.
Shit, I've done the old stuff. Shit.
Quick, back to the madman.
Yes, anyway, moving swiftly on. Yes.
So you're preparing a speech for talking about Mirren and Mir?
Well, I will sort of, I just think it would bring him before King Karanas, and I will sort of speak up and attest that the man obviously was not in control of his actions. And, and he's quite prepared to take any punishment that King Karanas feels fit to give him. I'm sure King Karanas is a sort of man who will understand the circumstances and be prepared to be, well, as merciful as he can be. His reputation seems to precede him on that point.
People mostly do think that he's a fair man.
Hmm. Of course, the issue is if the cats specifically demand a certain level of retribution for what happened to Blackjack.
Which he did attempt to prevent, but couldn't.
Hmm. Yes, well.
Do you think it's worth talking to the cats about that?
True. They might also be able to shed some light on the issue of Miriam Mir's cat. I don't know how much communication all the cats have with each other, but maybe they know something.
You have no idea.
Well, there we go. So we should perhaps have a word with the cats.
How are we having a word with the cats?
Well, it's a good question.
None of us speak cat.
Does Henri speak cat?
Seems to.
Perhaps Henri would be able to help us.
Henri, we've decided to go for another mediation thing.
Henri.
But we need a translator.
Henri, we've decided to do a conversation episode. we know that the GM's tired, and so we're going to make him do all the talking. Like, all the talking.
Doing it really, really well.
All of the talking.
Well, it's not like you have anything else to do while we're on the train.
That seems fair. Well, apart from daring do and swinging from the rafters and such.
Are there rafters?
Actually,
to swing
no,
from?
That was mostly her the other night.
Is there any dudes?
Are there more rafters? I can totally swing from them.
No, there aren't. It's all ivory.
I mean, if you'd rather, we could always just spend our time in our room looking through the closets and playing dress up.
Well, you could, but...
Wacky montage!
You can go off and spend 2 hours doing that if you want, but we'll just go and then you change clothes.
Well, exactly, which is why we need to have all the conversations. So, stop
the Henri is once again back in the corner of the dining car and he's talking to thin air again. You get the impression he's trying to work out what the banquet should be for when King Karanis comes on.
Who is he coming on?
Yeah, he's getting on the train. He's going from Solarface, from Solon Nil to Solarface.
For some reason, I thought we were all getting off.
No.
He's getting off.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
No, this is the Dreamland Express. Everything happens on the train. You don't get off the train.
You got off for a funeral?
Shh. Not supposed to notice that bit. The rest of the time, you're on the train. It's a train. There's train-based antics. This is how we're on the Orient Express. Everything is to do with trains, apart from the bits that's to do with the statue and, like, running around Italy
running away from everyone who tells you, don't leave the town.
And the bit where we read a book about a hat.
Oh yeah, and the bit that, where you read the book about a hat. And you're about to read the book about the devil's simular.
Oh, how glorious.
The book about a scroll.
Yeah, and the book about a scroll. But anyway, yes, Henri is in the glory.
Go to Henri.
Bonjour. I see you are back from your talk with Mirren and Mia. Did that go well?
Yes, it was interesting.
Ah, good. I hope you have found what you needed.
Well, certainly I think we can sort of present some mitigating factors. He did raise an interesting point, though. Where he mentioned having a cat. He believed that if the cat had been with him, the sorcerer would not have been able to control him, at least as completely as he did. I was just wondering if you might be able to help us have a talk with the cats. In case they might know anything about...
Well, we can try if you wish. I don't know how much they will know unless the cat has actually been in Utah.
Well,
or possibly in the real world, I suppose. They could possibly have seen it there.
Mm.
But if it was with Mirren and Mir, it is most likely to be a Dreamlands cat, so I do not know why a Dreamlands cat would be in the real world.
Mm.
Although I think they can go to there. I know that cats in the real world can jump to the Dreamlands.
Mm.
But yes, we can go if you wish. Are you all coming? I don't think they would complain if you did.
But yes,
okay.
You are all of the people who solved the murder, after all.
Mm, yeah.
Well, and Olstad. So you jump down to the far end of the train. The door opens, and a load of cats go, and then stop going, and you step in. Bonjour, all of you cats. These people would like to ask you a few questions about Mirren and Mia, and all of the hackles go off. I am sorry, but as we have ascertained, he was not in full control of his nature, and he actually has a question that he must ask for you. Please speak freely. They will understand your words, and I will translate their response.
Thank you. Yes. When speaking with the gentleman in question, he mentioned that he had a cat by the name of, was accompanied at one point by a cat called Fortune, and he was unsure what's happened to the cat. He believes that if the cat had been with him, the sorcerer would not have been able to so completely control him. And, well, in terms of sources of information regarding cats, well...
Your cats!
There seems no better authority that we could speak to regarding any possible information you might have on a cat of that name.
The cats all look at each other, and they all sort of gather together and meow at each other. And then one of them comes forward and meows at Henri for a bit. Yes, I understand. They say that they find it incredibly unlikely that a cat murderer of Mirren and Mir's stature would indeed have a cat. But if he did have a cat and hasn't already killed it, then they have no idea where this cat would be. Perhaps the sorcerer got rid of the cat before he took Mirren and Mir's mind, if that is indeed what he did, according to them.
Right. I see. Well, thank you all the same. Having spoken with him, he would obviously wish to again impart how dreadfully, dreadfully sorry he is for what happened, and that he truly regrets that he was unable to...
Blackjack Mother at the far end just goes, I don't think I want to translate that, but I think you get the gist.
Yes, of course. Anyway, sorry.
Yes, let us go now.
Yes, let's
go. Yes, I am afraid they still seem to be very angry, so I don't think they were very willing to help you, I am afraid.
That's understandable. It was worth a try.
Well, yes, everything is worth a try at least once.
Yes.
It certainly does suggest that there be probably quite unhappy, though.
Yes.
About speaking in his defence.
Well, it simply doesn't seem right to not bring up the mitigating circumstances.
It's true.
You can bring up facts without seeming to defend someone.
Yes.
You can just literally go, we were the investigators, this is our finding. Yes.
This is our most trials by jury work. The truth, the old truth, and nothing but the truth. I believe is how you English say it.
Yes. Anyway,
do you need me for anything else?
No.
I need to get back to planning the banquet, you know.
Indeed. Looking forward.
It's going to be magnificent.
I was wondering if I could ask something very quickly, if you have a moment.
What is it that you wish to know?
Well, you've taken a lot of people to the Gulf of Nodens, haven't you?
I have indeed taken a lot of people to the Gulf.
Do you know, if you throw in something like guilt over something, what does that do to you? If you rid yourself of it?
It rids you of the guilt.
But would that make you comfortable with those actions?
It depends on your intention at the time of the casting. It is difficult to explain. It is very metaphysical. Let me give you an example. The woman with the abusive husband, I spoke of her to you before. She killed him to prevent him from hurting her further and hurting her children, but she still faced a great deal of guilt about that fact. When she cast her guilt into the Gulf of Nodens, she came to terms with it in her mind. So although she cast the guilt from herself, she felt... She realized that the action that she took was necessary, that she was doing it to protect people. So the guilt stopped eating at her. She does not lose the knowledge of what she did. She does not lose who she is, but she has, by casting the guilt away, come to terms with that guilt.
Okay.
Are you seeking to rid yourself of some guilt of some sort?
No, I was just wondering. I mean, for example, if someone had murdered someone and cast away the guilt of, you know, stopped feeling guilty about that murder, would they then be inclined to murder more people because they wouldn't feel guilty about that sort of thing anymore?
It would depend. If they were in exactly the same position again, then perhaps. So, for example, if the woman who had killed her abusive husband once again found herself in an abusive marriage, and she had cast away the guilt of the first murder, she might well turn to murder again to free herself from the second abusive marriage. But if a man killed another man because that man was trying to murder him, and he felt guilty, and he threw away that guilt, he would not necessarily go down the street and murder the next man he met because he now does not care about murder. He just does not care about that murder when the man was attacking him and he was forced to defend himself fatally. Do you see?
I think so. So if someone's made a habit... if someone makes some sort of a habit of murder...
Yes.
That will just enforce that habit in the future and they will be more inclined to murder.
The sort of person who makes a habit out of murder would probably not feel any guilt to throw into the gun. The sort of person... who does that sort of thing is the sort of person who cannot feel those sort of feelings. It would be a very strange person who could murder and murder and murder and feel guilt for every killing. A very strange person indeed. Or a very blind person. Perhaps. Who only later comes to the conclusions of what they have actually done.
Perhaps more the latter is what I'm thinking of.
Possibly.
And then they'd lose that.
They would lose the guilt of what they have done, in theory. That does not necessarily mean that they would kill more or kill again. But whatever it was that drove them to kill in the first place would still be there. This seems like a very illogical person we are discussing.
I don't know, I was just wondering.
Somebody driven... The sort of people who are driven to murder are people like the sorcerer. He would not cast his guilt into the Gulf of Nodens. He would cast his humanity. And that is what he did.
Okay.
The sort of monster who could kill and kill and kill and kill would not feel guilt
so
to throw away.
So guilt would never be a bad thing?
I can't say that it would never be a bad thing. Guilt is a useful emotion. It makes us not do things that perhaps we want to do but know are wrong. But what you are talking about here, it would be a case by case. Yes, someone could throw away the guilt of an action that they have taken, but that does not necessarily immediately follow that they will then do that action more.
Okay.
It just means that maybe they have done that action and they feel guilty for it and they wish to rid themselves of that feeling.
Thank you, I'll think about that.
Yes, if you need any help, you know, you can come and speak to me. I am quite happy to help.
Okay.
He definitely put the serious Henri voice on there.
You haven't heard that voice very often. Normally he's all bright and happy. We started discussing worrying things, and he was genuinely concerned for Sadie Terrence Smythe, who he now thinks might be a murderer. Bonjour. Always carrying a baseball bat whenever he visits you now, because he's vaguely scared you might try and kill him. Yeah, so what you all do? Is there anything else you want to do before you reach Solon Hill?
Seems to be fancy close to Solon Hill. The king's getting on the train.
Oh, yeah, we'll try
for
best.
Fair enough.
I can't think of anything serious.
Can you think of anything silly that you want to do anyway?
Wacky clothes montage.
You can have a wacky clothes
yes,
montage.
Yes, you all go off and have a wacky clothes montage.
Yes, there is. Can I just check that William and Mac are getting on alright?
You sort of walk towards the engine, and you actually stop short at the engine, mm-hmm. because all you can hear is, well, yes, and then the Prussians that came into the village, and we had to run from them. Have I told you about the time I was forced to eat somebody's foot? Oh, no, that was terrible. Is this before or after you became a ghoul? Ah, well, you see, this is the thing. It is before I became a true ghoul, but actually probably part of my journey towards ghouldom. Oh, my goodness, that's very interesting indeed. Do go on. They seem to be getting on quite well.
Excellent.
The two night gaunts are sort of still cutting and throwing, but despite having no face, they're managing to make the what the ever-living fuck is going on, I feel like I'm going insane look. But yeah, they seem to be getting on quite well.
Alright, back to the clothing montage.
Yeah, you change clothes a lot.
Do we now look pretty?
Yes.
We always look pretty.
Right.
Yes, but really pretty. So do we need to talk to the Sarnathians before the king comes along?
I don't.
Nobody really cares about the Sarnathians anymore.
I know.
We don't care.
Do you feel obliged to point out stuff to them?
I don't know.
You're all doomed because you're dicks.
I'm suspicious of that. I don't know whether they even listen is the problem. They don't seem to take me mind to.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's just if we feel obliged to, like, be fair.
Why?
Because, like the imp, we're not Sarnathians.
This is true, but... does that really extend to sending a bunch of people who, quite frankly, King deserve everything they're gonna get?
Well, in that case, can you not just take pleasure in telling them what they're gonna get?
Good point. Well made. You're fucked! It's not really what Stash would say. I'd say personally.
Yeah.
But
hey, Sarnathians, you're fucked!
That's why Bloody doesn't play himself in games. At least not Cthulhu.
Yeah. But anyway, so what are you doing? Are you going to tell us about the Onslaught or
no? We probably should, just at the very least, say, okay, we've got the imp, this is what they said.
The imp's there, statue.
You find the Sarnathians in the ladies' parlour, being quite loud, and throwing stuff into cups. Madame Bruyart is sat in the corner, sort of going, men in the ladies' compartment, hate. But yeah, she's not actually doing anything, she's just staring at them with impotent rage. You come in, you're not very pretty though, are you?
We all are now.
Oh, well, you're all wearing pretty
clothing. Maybe the pretty people should do the talking.
What am I saying?
yeah, okay. Make sure you give her a script.
Okay,
otherwise I might just end up with that again.
Okay,
What's that? Probably goes red.
Say that you talk to the inn and what their counter offer is.
Well, their counter offer is pretty much their original offer.
Yes. They want to explain the whole we have to have the statue back and an actual apology.
Right, so I'm basically just telling them they okay.
You've said no, basically.
And maybe just the details about what they told you about the doom when you asked for clarification.
No more Sarnathians.
Okay.
Doom occurs, and then no more Sarnathians.
Doom falls.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
I've just, well, obviously I've been by the bath, but I've been to the imp.
Ah, yes, of course.
So, basically, just to give you the rundown before we get to Solanil. The imp are still sticking to, they want their statue back within, well, pretty much as soon as possible. As apparently they can't do their obsidian to Bokrook.
Well, they're just so irrational. I mean, it's only a bit of rock.
What kind of rock?
Green.
They did say that the Doom wasn't controlled by them, and even if they weren't there, the Doom would still occur.
I don't think the Doom is going to occur at all.
We did try to get clarification on what the Doom is, but they kept saying they couldn't tell us that.
Well, that's most unhelpful, isn't it? I mean, they would tell us what the Doom was, we might be able to protect ourselves against it.
Just that there would be Sarnathians, then Doom, then no Sarnathians.
Wow. They really do have a high opinion of themselves, don't they? I mean, you've seen them. They're squishy little things.
Yes, but their point was it's not them doing it. The Doom was separate to them.
Bokrook is going to come from the statue and kill us all.
Well, I did ask if he was going to come out the lake and sort of, you know, stomp around the place, but I didn't really get any answer.
I don't really think there is a Doom. I think that's kind of the point. I think there's an empty threat.
And the last bit was the timeline of when Doom is going to occur. We couldn't get any clarification on that either. Doom will occur sometime, either soon or in 1,000 years.
Oh, well, if it's in 1,000 years, we can give it back to them then, maybe. Well, thank you for trying. As you can see, they are very irrational and not really open to diplomacy.
Well, they were very fixed on what they wanted, yes.
Well, yes. And you can't negotiate with people like that. Just so self-absorbed. The irony falls off his face in like a solid mass.
It goes clunk.
It hits the ground with a deafening clunk, and then grows little legs and walks away.
Very single-minded at the moment, yes.
Well, I'm sure King Karanis will find in our favour. We are the ones in the right, after all.
Well, all that can happen is everyone puts their arguments forward to King Karanis.
Indeed. Hopefully, we will be able to call on you to speak on our behalf.
Well, as a proud Englishwoman, the truth, only the truth, would be coming out of my lips.
Ah, excellent. That's such nice lips. You're like, I'm going to back away now.
Yeah, I'm just going to go join my friends.
Well, hopefully we will see you later. Before we leave the train, of course. I'm afraid we will end for the evening with possibly the most NPC interaction heavy session we've ever done. I think you've talked to pretty much everyone again. That's pretty impressive. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to visit our website, we are thecultofteendice.net. You can talk to us at the Twitters at @cultteendice. I think it's at @cultteendice. You can talk to me at @mordrigan. You can talk to Bloodied at @bloodiedfox. You can talk to Archive at @tgremlin. Nobody else has any Twitters yet? No. You can send us emails at thecultofteendice@gmail.com. I think I've already said that. I'm starting to repeat myself because I'm so low on sleep. So thank you very much for listening and goodbye. Bye!
Bye.
Oh yes.